So anyway, we have the reader mailbag this week. We have a very long one, but it's a good story, and so I'm going to make Brad read it. It's from who's it from?
So today's letter is from Dave Cedillo Jr., and Dave tells us, spins a mighty yarn in this reader mailbag. So settle in, get some popcorn. This is a good story. He begins, "Hey, guys. My wife and I are big fans of the podcast. We usually listen to it at night, but then she reminds me that I have a hard time sleeping if I listen too late. After all the interviews, stories, banter, and seggies, it's not uncommon for me to switch on the Atari and play Midnight Magic while listening to Soma's FM Underground 80s online." That sounds fantastic. Why is there a problem with that?
The end.
Yeah. Thanks for everything. Your pal. Okay, anyway, in the last show, you said that stories from listeners jump to the front of the line, so I hope this story makes the cut. In the early months of 1982, I was 16 years old. I can safely say that all of my money was spent on video games, cheap gas, movie tickets, and fast food. If I had a few quarters in my pocket, I could spend half an hour in an arcade. If I had a quarter of a tank of gas in my Dodge, I could drive at least 20 miles. A hamburger with a side of fries cost around $2, and a matinee at the local theater cost about the same. I usually had just enough money to do one of these things at a time. So on the day Charlie Kramer lost a $5 bill, I felt like I had won the lottery. Charlie Kramer had a few classes with me in high school, and one of them was art. The art room was in an old bowling alley about two blocks from our school. The letters A-R-T were mounted to the exterior of the building, just in case you'd forgotten. And vandals were always spray painting an F in front of the A. I liked to draw cartoons and usually enjoyed my time in art class. Kramer, no one called him Charlie, found other ways to spend his time there. He was usually drawing penises, telling dirty jokes to his friends, and making fun of our teacher, Mr. Banks. One time, he even moved the hands on a clock so that class would end early. When Mr. Banks compared the clock on the wall to his own watch, there had to be some discrepancy, but he still let us leave early. One of these times when we were leaving, something fell out of Kramer's pocket. Kramer was walking in front of me with his friends, and he hadn't noticed it. I didn't even notice it was a $5 bill until my best friend Phil snatched it off the ground, tucked it in his pocket, and gave me a wide-eyed, "Don't say anything" look. As Kramer and the rest of the kids walked back towards the school, Phil showed me the $5 bill he'd picked up. We both started laughing. Giving it back to Kramer wasn't even a thought that entered our heads. When Kramer wasn't drawing crude pictures and making fun of teachers to their faces, he was targeting guys like me and Phil, making us the butt of his jokes and calling us homos. Guys like Kramer seemed to get all the breaks and looked like they had a lot of friends despite the fact that they were sadistic assholes. Things seemed to come easy for Charlie Kramer, but when a $5 bill fell out of his pocket, I knew things that money can buy were going to come easy for me and Phil that day. The art building we had just left was next to a convenience store with arcade games in the back. We bought corn nuts, Jolly Ranchers, two family packs of M&Ms, and played Galaga until Kramer's money was gone. Thanks again for the great shows and insomnia. My wife and I are consciously and unconsciously stuck in the 80s. Dave Cedillo Jr.
Wow. Epic.
Yeah, that's a great story. And the description of what they did in the convenience store, I'm like, yeah, that's spot on. I can picture that in my mind's eye, no problem.
The fact that he can remember that so many years later.
Well, it's obviously a great triumph over the man.
Well, hopefully Kramer isn't a member of this Stuck in the 80s Nation because he might want his $5.
Yeah, well, people in hell want ice water.